safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
My sounds and shit loud. What the fuck? On my side. Oh, I'm live. Welcome to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. So I got a pretty much I guess you could say it's controversial topic that I'm doing here. Then on K100 Internet Radio, I don't feel it's controversial, first of all. Let me just be clear about that. Now, that was turned down. My bad. Okay, now everything else is over here too loud. Let me turn this back down. I knew something was going on. What the fuck is that? Okay, I got everything set now. Anyway, episode 384. We got something that we're going to be talking about here on the show, man. And, some people may not agree with what I'm about to say on the show tonight. It's all good. It's all cool. It's just my opinion. Of course, this is not pertaining to every DJ that I know and that I meet. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of DJs that's cool and they're good people, and a lot of them actually agree with what I'm going to be talking about on the show today. But before we get into all that, pay attention. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks for tuning in to the show. The number to dial in if you want to join the discussion, 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call if you want to join the discussion. We'll let people, you know what I'm saying, fill on in, get on the phone lines. I don't know how many people read the blog that's associated with this particular show, but I put the blog out and also did the show same day. Starting to do that a little bit more now because I'm so busy lately that I got to kind of just do them both. Like, if I'm going to be doing the blog, I'm going to do the blog and then the show. Hopefully, some people that come onto the show have read the entire blog, not just the excerpt that I posted like on Facebook and stuff. Hopefully, you read the entire blog over at ixhiphop.com. That's www.ix, the letter I, the letter X, ixhiphop.com. I'm a blogger over there, and this is one of the blogs that I just, this is the brand new, fresh blog that I added today. I've got a couple of them over there, and they've all been discussions on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? In one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? But this particular one, you know, that we're going to be talking about tonight for episode 384, how DJs have become the new artists. And I'm addressing a couple of different things in the blog. You know what I'm saying? First of all, this is just me personally. Follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. All right, follow the show at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. And, of course, you can read all about us at ChainlessEntertainment.com and subscribe to our podcast and iTunes. Okay, all that stuff right there. Do all that. Pretty sure if you haven't never heard the show, I'll repeat that again. But if you heard the show, you already know all this. I say it every show. All right. And, of course, check the blog on ixhiphop.com. But me personally, all right, there's a change. There's a shift in power in the industry in hip-hop. And the shift of power is going to the DJs, right? Really now, You it behoove you to know the head of a coalition, a DJ coalition. You know, you're better off as an independent artist getting in good with the head of a DJ coalition or a hot DJ in your city than you are an A&R at a record label. For two reasons, all right? And I'm going to read the blog and I'm going to break everything down. For two reasons. First of all, The odds are slimmer that you're going to get a record deal now. Like even before, they gave out record deals, all right. But now they give out record deals a lot more sparingly. And even if you have a deal, your budget is significantly shrunk like super small now. It's not, it's nowhere near. They're not dropping a million, 1.5 million to promote anybody that hasn't already sold tens of thousands of records already. They're just not going to do it. All right. And so we're addressing now, things have come full circle. And I mentioned it in the blog. Whereas DJs used to be the people who actually were underappreciated, now they're not that they're over. I don't want to use the word overappreciated, but I just want to say that now the DJs have been empowered, and some of them are getting a little bit drunk with power, and some of them are crossing lanes. They're switching lanes, you know, and they're playing the role of artists without being the artists. They are now selling music for profit, not mixtapes. They're actually selling. Now DJs are getting deals for albums. Of course, the most shining example of it is, of course, DJ Khaled. You know what I'm saying? And he has a basically kind of like an infusion of a label slash. It's like a label deal, but it's like he's an artist also. Like he's putting out albums. You feel me? It's DJ Khaled Presents, but it's like a compilation album, but it's not. It's really like his album. Like he's an artist, but he's a DJ. So this conundrum, this crossroads that we've come right here. It's no shock that we were coming to this particular point. You feel what I'm saying? Now I'm gonna read a couple of excerpts from the blog, and I'm gonna come to the phone lines. All right? Again, 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines. I want to make sure you guys engage in the discussion, especially the artists, all right? I don't want to be accused as being any type of a hater for this broadcast. You feel what I'm saying? Because this broadcast is not about hate. It's just about simply what's going on in the music industry. And some of you may not know it. You may be in a smaller market where you don't see everything that I see, you know what I'm saying? A, being in a big market like Atlanta. B, actually being internet radio. And also see being an artist, you know what I'm saying? And also someone who judges on open mics and panels and stuff like that and deal and, you know, just on in the media side of things in general. I get a two looks perspective, you know what I'm saying? I sit down and I judge next to DJs, you know what I'm saying? And the shit that the DJs be saying, it's part of why I'm doing the show. I will never name names. And I sat down and judge with DJs, and DJs literally tell me with their own mouth that something that they're hearing is garbage, but they'll turn right around and say, "Oh, this is so garbage, man. Yeah, he whack, but shit, you know, I play it though. Shit, you know, I mean, you know, he got a budget, I play it, or if you know what I'm saying." But he's like, but they'll say shit like, "Half the shit I play in the club is whack, man. I don't give a fuck, shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he cut the check." And now this is the mentality of the DJ, where the DJ used to be the person who was the decider about what's hot. We used to look to the DJ as what's hot. Well, now the DJ has changed, and now the DJ is about who's paying. That sounds familiar, don't it? It's called radio. So, 347-934-0966. We got people on the phone lines want to check in. Let me open up the phone lines real quick, and I'll read some of the blog, you know, after that. 843-896. What up, though?
What's happening?
Oh, Billy Bad, what's happening, homie? What's good with you?
Shit, cool, man. Just got off of work, man.
All right. So, you just got off from work?
Nah, I actually been off of work on the new job, but, you know, the old job came, but I got hired by a new job a week later, but I'm getting used to the new job and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, here we are. Episode 384, you're the first call on the line. Well, you're not the first call on the line. There's actually five other people that was on the line before you, but none of them are hitting the number one, raising their hand. But you did. You said you wanted to speak. So we'll let you go first.
Cool.
I see my homie Lalo on the line after you, too. All right, he just jumped on here, too. But please, all the other callers, I don't recognize all these. I don't know these numbers. These some weird new area codes. I don't know where y'all calling from. But please, if you want to talk to me, please, please, please make sure you press the number one on your keypad. You're here to say you're now in the host queue. That means it shows up on my screen that you actually want to comment or say something. Other than that, I go to the people who actually hit the number one, no matter how long you've been on the phone line. So I wouldn't want you guys to be – I had three people on the phone lines before I even logged on. So I don't want any of you guys, if you wanted to talk, to not talk first. Just make sure you press the number one. So, all right? So anyway, Billy Bad, this is what we're talking about on the show. Episode 384, once again. How DJs have become artists. Now, first of all, do you feel like right now DJs are basically the most powerful people in the game right now? Not outside of just the moguls like a Diddy or, you know, we just be realistic, you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about the Russell Simmons and the Diddy's of the world, and you know what I'm saying, the Jimmy Iovine's. Of course, obviously, those guys are the powerful, powerful people in the industry. We're talking about, you know, street level and, you know what I'm saying, you know, buzzing and, you know, people just out, you know, out in the clubs or whatever. Right now, first things first, would you say that a DJ is more powerful than an artist? Like a hot DJ is more powerful than a hot artist. Which one would you give the edge to?
Well, of course, I would edge towards the DJ. The DJ is always going to be the one that's going to put it out there in the clubs for us to hear, in order for us to give ear to the new artist that's going to be coming out. So I would say then I would sway towards the DJ. Otherwise, I won't know nothing about this artist, not unless I just met him on the street and he's doing it old school by selling it out the trunk of his car, or just coming to me and saying, hey, check this out. I got some hot music. Check it out.
Well, first of all, that used to be true about 15 years ago. Only way you could really get heard was, you know, either out the trunk or the DJ. But actually now in 2012, that's completely utterly false. Because I'm not a DJ and I break records fucking a couple of days a week. Now, right, and I'm not a DJ. So, that's the first thing, all right? At this particular point in 2012, I'd have to pretty much totally disagree with that whole notion that you just said, that that's the only place, only you would have heard of the artist. Now, you will, it's a higher probability, I would say, that you would hear of an artist maybe via a DJ first. But that depends on how much you love music, and that depends on your method of listening to music. Because a lot of people who don't go to clubs, right? They don't do clubs. They don't go out to clubs. So they either they ride around listening, and they get their new music from the radio, the television, or the internet. And right now, internet is pretty much, at the pace it's going, the internet will surpass both TV and radio here now within the next a very short time of how people discover new music and new artists. If it's not already past them now, remember 2010, they said it was going to surpass them within a short amount of time. Maybe those numbers, I haven't checked it within the last maybe year or so. Maybe now, I think maybe the internet has passed it. But to the point is, you say that the DJ is more powerful, and you say that, you know, you might not hear about the artist except via the DJ, but I beg to differ. I feel like that's not a true statement, but go ahead and finish what you were going to say. You feel like the DJ is more powerful and more, you know, has more power than the artist. Other than that, why do you say that? Because he runs the club, or because what?
No, I'm only saying that is because of the fact that I may not, you know, if I go to a club one night and I don't know nothing about what's going on or the promos or anything like that, I won't know nothing about it, and not unless that artist comes on stage or if he's already passing out CDs when the club lets out.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I wouldn't know nothing about the artist then, except for the times I told you about the indie artists that I've met, one I used to work with, and one that, artists that do approach the game, they say, hey, check my music out. They still do that. Some of us still do that around here.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But let me ask you this, and this is, I want to make sure I get to the meat and potatoes of the discussion, but how often is it that, you know what I'm saying, that you go to a club and a DJ plays a record that you've never heard, and people just, you know, rush to the dance floor and just start dancing? How often do you hear that? How often do you see that?
How often?
Yeah, how often do you see a DJ just play a song in the middle, you know, play a song when the club is packed that you haven't already heard previously on either FM radio, or you never heard of the artist ever before?
If it's an indie artist, normally,
if you never heard of the artist before, never heard the song in a dance floor is black, how often have you heard a DJ play a song that no one has ever heard, no matter how hot it is, no matter what, do you ever see that?
Every now and then, the DJ would just pretty much, you know, before he plays a new track that nobody's never heard of before, he's saying, hey, I got this hot new artist, this, that, and the third, this person, got this hot new track, check it out. And then when people start playing too, then of course, that's when I pique my interest on it. But that's every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then, okay. Now, I'm going to go to the blog real quick, all right? And I'm going to read just a small portion of the blog. All right, you guys, if you haven't read the blog, I really, really, really want you to, because I say a lot in the blog. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty long. It's about five paragraphs long. You know what I'm saying? So I started off, I say, you know, when hip hop started, it started with the DJs, all right? I guess in the long run, the things that have come to pass in the genre, there was just, it's like the roosters are coming to hatch now. So here we are after all the big name artists, producers, and labels have exploded the genre to heights and profits unimaginable. The game has finally been turned over to the DJ. This is where we're at now. I guess when you think about it, that wouldn't be so bad, you know, but then again, that's I wouldn't be having this blog or this discussion if it wasn't necessarily all good. All right. So pay attention, and like I said in the blog, the things I'm going to be saying tonight and some of my opinions may get me shunned by DJs, may get people not wanting to fuck with Blizzom on a DJ tip, but I'm trying to keep my tone to make it where it's just a discussion. It's not like I'm just like, fuck DJs and I hate DJs, because I got a lot of DJ friends and a lot of them are cool people. But right now as it stands, the movement and the mood in general, not so much, especially when it comes to artists and the relationship between artists and DJs. And also, the role of the DJ is getting skewed, all right? So basically I say this, you know what I mean? I'm going to read this and I'm going to get back to the phone lines, okay? Today the DJs have become infested with the payola mentality. There's no really easy way to say it. All right. Now we all know the damages the oversaturated mixtape game has done to hip hop, and I already discussed that before on the show and in the blog. But the DJs have to be held accountable for their actions, just like we hold shady record labels and whack music made by whack artists and money hungry radio stations to boot. We have to hold everybody, you know what I'm saying, accountable for what's wrong with their particular arm of the game. And as an artist, there's a lot of stuff that's wrong with artists, and I've discussed it hundreds of times on K100 Air Radio. And I smash artists, indie artists, all the time about the shit that I be seeing them do. That's just, come on. You know what I mean? In the one breath where I may talk about a lot of way DJs got payola, at the same time, I've always criticized the broke-ass artists trying to get on with no fucking budget whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, no money whatsoever. You cannot be an artist with no fucking money whatsoever. You cannot fucking do it. Stop trying. So I've had that discussion, DJs, or anybody listening thinking that I'm all about trying to empower the broke motherfucker. This is not what the show was about. Can't be a broke-ass artist. The shit ain't gonna work, and that shit is extra lame. But I digress. It's not that I don't feel the DJ's point of view. See, for years, they were overlooked, undercompensated, and generally not given the just dues. And then they got the idea that is one of the building blocks of America. It's called unionization, all right? There's an old saying, there's power in numbers, so enter the DJ coalition movement, all right? But what happens when you unite a lot of people together for a cause, sometimes there can be a loss of individual identity and a corruption at the leadership level of those people, all right? What the coalitions did to help the DJ, it did at the peril of the artist and the genre, which is hip-hop, all right? Because once DJs became empowered, all right, they became the very stars that they used to hold contempt for. See, DJ coalitions and stuff like that came about because DJs were breaking records, some of them, and they were making people stars, but then not getting any recognition or any piece of the pie. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where the problem came in. You feel me? That's where people started saying, look, and I totally understand the DJs. People started saying, look, DJs out here showing love to these rappers, these big name people. They got these people in the club dancing to them, rocking with them, making their name hot, hot, hot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, rappers ain't showing no love back. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, not only are they not getting any money for that, but at the same time, they're not showing no love back to the same people who are spending their shit. And I understand it. That's why DJ coalitions first started forming, because it started being where, look, we got to get together. We got to click up, all right? You know what I'm saying? And everybody knows, you know, there's power in numbers and everything. But once the coalitions became solid, and the DJs themselves became bigger names and bigger stars, then, of course, egos come into play, things change. And when you get power, things change. You know what I'm saying? And they started to become, to me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, you started holding, they just started to change. The mood of the DJ and the role of the DJ started to change. And then the relationship between DJ artists and DJ and everybody else started to change, right? Now I have no problem with a lot of DJs and coalitions at all. You feel me? Some of them are all about breaking new music and making sure DJs are compensated for their talent. That's the real role they're supposed to be, right? But some of them are sadly all about money. All about money. Some have become worse than FM radio in the way that they handle artists and music, all right? The term break a record comes from when you break a horse. You know what I'm saying? You have to force it to do your will. You have to force it to let you ride it. You know what I'm saying? You don't just naturally come out. A horse is more naturally wild. Don't want nobody on his fucking back while it's running. You have to break it. You have to get used to that, all right? That's the term. That's where it comes from, all right? So DJs used to find a hot artist a song and make the crowd love it because the DJ actually liked the song himself. That's what it used to be. It's a long time ago. That was basically how things started off. Everything evolves. Shit changes. I understand. But that's what it all started at. It started at DJs saying, look, and we gave DJ, we looked at DJs and said, yeah, they know what's hot. They got the ear. They know what's popping because they had an ear for good music and they would play it and make people love it because this is good music. Now, right? That's what they used to do, all right? Now, most of the time, not all of them, but a lot of the DJs, and I've heard this from the mouths of a lot of them, they don't play what they like. They really don't give a shit what they feel about the record that they're playing in the club anymore. They don't care. They don't care if they like the artist. They don't care if they like the swag. They don't give a shit. But most of them now are concerned with playing songs that they've been paid to play. Now, they do play songs that they generally like, of course, because ain't that many people playing this. The club, what, open at 9 or some shit, and motherfuckers first start getting there at 10 or some shit, that motherfucker gonna be spending 3-4 in the morning. That's a long ass time. Song ain't nothing but motherfucker 3 minutes, and he gonna cut the motherfucker at 2 and some change. All right, so it's a lot of shit he playing during the course of a night. So no one is telling the DJ not to give hay. All right, no one is saying that the DJs should just not get any money at all for, you know, outside of they're getting paid by the club or the venue or whatever to DJ. You know what I'm saying? Problem is, you know, you have a DJ. When DJs started becoming like FM radio, when DJs started adopting the payola mentality, that's when the people, not just the DJs and not just me, the artists, the people started all of a sudden when if you notice at the simultaneously now, I'm not making this shit up. Just think about it. You might not have thought about it before. At the rise and as the coalitions rose, so did a lot of people complaining about what's becoming hot. So did a lot of people start saying, this shit's stupid. So did a lot of people start saying that, man, it's a lot of whack-ass music out here. That wasn't a fucking coincidence, all right? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a coincidence, you feel me? Because once the DJs started getting up to the point where it's like, look, it's all about money now. We're going to pay what we get played. We're going to play who paying. Well, of course, who's paying ain't necessarily who's talented. All right? I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to go to the phone lines. 770-680. What's popping? Who's this?
It's Laylo. What's happening?
Oh, Laylo, what's happening, man? Thanks for calling into the show. 404-233, you up next. Okay, first of all, I'm going to let you address anything that I've said thus far or how you feel in general about this topic. Go ahead.
Technically speaking, I mean, the DJs always had power. They're just not realizing it.
That's true. You're right about that also.
Yeah, and
they're trying to monetize it now. They've always had that power, but now they're monetizing it. But by monetizing it, it's become more about the money than about actually making new good music. It's more about getting the money from the court. You feel me? It's like now.
Yeah, it's so much money being passed around everywhere. I mean, even when we were going through the recession or whatever, you know, there was never, I don't know if anybody noticed, but there was never a recession on entertainment. You know, they still had the VMAs, they still had the Grammys, BET was still booming. I mean, there was always money flowing throughout the entertainment industry. And I think that was the point where they realized they had to come together and gang up, because the coalition ain't nothing but a bunch of gangs. you know, and they trying to monopolize the situation, you know what I mean? They trying to benefit all these artists that's trying to pay their way in. Mm-hmm. And even if they're whack or whatever, they don't care. They just want the money at the end of the day, you know, and they just realize they doing something where they feel like they should have been doing a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like they should have been doing that? This is the thing, like, okay, first of all, would you agree with the notion that, maybe it's just me, but did you notice the correlation in between the rise in power of the DJ and the coalition into the influx of whack music that's getting played and getting put out there?
Yeah, I noticed that. I think they kind of used the situation where a lot of independent artists wasn't getting heard. They kind of used that situation to build up the coalitions and to have a reason to have coalitions. They kind of used that situation when they was already helping the independent artists anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Where they should have been helping them, rather. You know what I mean?
Some of them.
Some of them. You know what I mean? And I mean, some of them, I read the blog, you know, and some of them are right, you know, that, you know, I remember I went to a club, man, and when I first got out, and the DJ was just banging. I was like, God damn, I went up in there to see what kind of equipment he had. This nigga had a goddamn laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, nigga, you ain't no DJ, you just computer literate. You know what I mean?
And of course, that's the tail end of the blog, you feel me? That's about the last two paragraphs that we're going to get to that point in. But that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because this show spawned, of course, which is what a lot of my topics do, off of Facebook. And I got the whole idea for having this particular discussion and topic because when I seen about, I got a lot of DJs and stuff on my Facebook. I don't know how many of them still going to be my Facebook friend after this. Hopefully they're listening to the show and listening to my point and read the entire blog and got my whole point instead of just, you know what I'm saying, being closed-minded and thinking I'm just trying to diss DJs. Because I love DJs, you feel me? And I need DJs as an artist, but at the same time...
We all need DJs.
But the DJs need artists. Their job doesn't exist without us making music. Now, that's
right.
bottom line of the shit.
It's a chain of command.
Yes.
You have no artist without a producer. And you have no DJ without the artist and a producer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to have those three things just to even make a label.
Right.
You feel
just
me?
To even attempt to take over the game, you're going to need each other. You feel me? Now, but the thing is, see, this is the thing, Layla, with what you just said. All right. This is the thing, what you just said. You need a producer because you need a track. You need an artist because instrumentals, people don't play. This ain't house music. This ain't the genre. This ain't electronica.
Right.
You need fucking words. You need some shit said to make the motherfuckers want to love the record and hip-hop, okay? You ain't finna go up there with just a fucking beat. So you need words. So you need the artist. And then that song's got to be performed by the artist so you can sell the fucking show tickets, okay? So you need the artist and you need a producer. You need the DJs to break the record, all right? Now, in 2012, you don't need them as much as you did before the internet age, okay?
Right.
Period point. Anybody want to just fucking argue with me on that? I'm ready. All right, now to really just get it to the people, you feel me? Because right now you got a whole bunch of mediums that people can circumnavigate a DJ with. You feel what I'm saying? Well, they don't need you. You don't need them to get to the people. Now you can have a lap. You can have the internet and Comcast and get to the people. You understand what I'm saying?
And
bypass everybody.
Now that you said that, you know, a lot of DJs are really upset with me. Because I get messages all the time, man, you know, get you a slot on my mixtape, you know, I can get you so many views and you get song played over the internet, woo, woo. Man, I'm sitting over here like, dog, I'm doing that myself. You know what I mean? I don't need you for that. And it's the same thing that goes with the DJs in the clubs with the laptops. Shit, I got two laptops sitting right here in front of me. Shit, all I got to do is download the goddamn program and go to a club and say I can DJ. You know what I mean? So
they
eliminating their sales right now.
That's the this is where I'm coming 404. I'm coming to 44233 real quick because I don't know what it is and I want them to hang up. All right, I'm gonna come to them and come back to the damn discussion though, Lalo. You got to stay on the phone line the whole time because what you just said is what I was trying to get. The point I was trying to get them to understand You know, you feel me? It's multiple ways that they have power, and as long as especially in a city like Atlanta, that's club. I don't know another city that I've been to that's more club, got more clubs than the mother. Anybody know a city that got more clubs than fucking Atlanta, nigga? Seriously, I don't know.
Let me know.
God damn it, this motherfucker is club heaven. It's a club every fucking. It's 10 clubs per exit in this bitch. Okay, once you get downtown. 10 clubs per exit, nigga. 10 club minimum. You can find them. Okay, so that's what it is here. And so
any kind of club you want.
Any kind of club you want. You know what I'm saying? Strip club, regular club, swinger club, whatever. No matter. Point is this, all right? This is the point. Okay, as long as that medium and people out there, you're going to need a DJ there, and you're going to need a DJ to keep that part hot. What you have to understand is more and more people are getting older that listen to hip hop, and the older you get, the less you tend to club. But you still love music, so you find your music, you know, other ways. And this is the emergence of internet radio. We're not as big as the club or whatever per se yet, but we're getting there. And you know, you've got all these other kind of ways that people can get music directly from the people. You got Facebook, social networks, and all these other kind of places that they can get. Not to mention just walking up to a motherfucker with a CD. Not to mention FM radio. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different ways that the DJs. By making themselves be subjected to the payola system, I feel like now people are saying, this is just me. They may love a DJ or whatever, but at the same time, I think people know and feel, really, that DJs a lot of times play shit that's really not that hot because somebody gave them some money to pay that shit. Now, I've noticed a lot of consumers are saying, they just like damn radio shit. They just been playing some whack shit just because that shit is just because it's such and such. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even like that shit. And they be playing that shit in the club all the time. I hate that song. You feel me? Whereas it used to be, I love my DJ because he played the hot shit all night. You feel what I'm saying? After, it's like they starting to look at DJs, club DJs now, as programmers like radio. You feel me? It's trying to make them love some shit. They know that they're really listening to and like, why do you play that fucking song every fucking night? That shit is horrible.
And you know what's crazy? The hot DJs out there ain't even getting no recognition. The ones that's playing the real music, they not getting no recognition, man. They might even be in the coalition, but they ain't getting no recognition because they ain't accepting just any kind of music from anybody.
With large numbers, cause a loss of identity, and it also causes, when you have a lot of numbers, you can't just have everybody being a leader. There's got to be a leader. And once the leader is appointed, then everything gets political. You feel what I'm saying? Then it's all who friends with. Are you friends with Tony Neal or are you not? You know what I'm saying? Not to call him out, not to say he's a bad person. I fuck with the poor DJs, a couple of them that I like. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that's just the name because he's a very powerful person. You know what I'm saying? He started it. But you know what I'm saying? Do like you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's a brand of core DJs. You feel what I'm saying? It's not about DJ whoever. It's all about such and such with the core DJs. And then that takes away from the identity of the DJ. You know what I'm saying? Thus, it makes him, to me, somewhat less powerful. I'm going to go to the next caller real quick, Lalo. And see what they got to say.
Hey, but one more point too I want to make.
Go ahead.
You know that DJ we know, right? That we fuck with every week.
Uh-huh.
You know he's a slip and slide DJ.
Okay.
And you see where he at.
Right. So
he ain't even got a car.
So the coalition, this is why I asked three DJs to call into the show. I'm going to see if there's one of them on the line because there is no coalition. I think some coalitions have dues, like union dues or like booth fees at the fucking salon, nigga. I don't know. Some of them got dues. But I was trying to get the DJs to hit the phone and tell me what's the upside of being with a coalition because I see a couple of different DJs who fucking hate coalitions. And all they do is get on Twitter and Facebook and say, fuck a coalition. I don't need a coalition. And these motherfuckers, but a lot of people like this DJ. There's a couple of them. Then they be blasting coalitions. They're like, why would I be with a coalition? The coalition is only going to fuck you over. So I'm like, okay, maybe the coalition thing has ran its course now, because now I'm seeing DJs revolt against coalitions. I don't know. 404-233, welcome to K100. What's pop? Who's this?
What's up? What's up? What's happening? This your boy, Ray Money.
What's happening, homie? What's going on with you?
Glad to have me some free time. Why I come in and holler at everybody, man. And I really appreciate that blog, because I got mixed feelings about it. It's like, you know, and I deal with some DJs, and I deal with some Big Boy call him, your DJ ain't no real DJ, all he do is just press play. You know,
uh-huh.
Big Boy actually came out with a song about it to let you know the DJs now are actually taking the shortcuts. To me, I feel like the majority of the ones that I'm starting to see, especially the internet-bound DJs and the internet-ready DJs, they mostly come from I'm a fan of music, but I don't rap and I don't produce. You know what I mean? So let me find my way to keep myself hot or make myself just as hot as in the music without having to do so much or be that dude with all the hot bars or the dude with all the hot beats. Because, I mean, from a producer standpoint, an artist standpoint, it is a bit of pressure that we all feel. But from a DJ standpoint, if I get hot music and play hot music, and that's the key thing, if I get it. See, DJs...
Well, some of them have it and they don't play it because they didn't get paid to.
They don't get paid to.
This is the problem.
See,
you
and
feel
then
me?
That is a big problem, because even as an independent artist, Blizzum, I done ran into that situation a lot. I done had DJs take my money and not play my music. I done had DJs, I got to the point where I started telling them, take a listen to it. If you like it, play it. And I be in the club, all you got to do, hell, here go my number, call me. I come right back up to the booth. I won't leave. You know what I mean? If the money means that much to you. Because I can understand from both standpoints. When a nigga need $20, a nigga need $20. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I charge this cat $20, but, man, this cat got a banging-ass song. So I'm going to play it again next week. You know, so yeah, I can feel that. But then, you know, like you say, it once the payola system started, actually DJs after about 2002-2003 took over the A&R position in record labels. I had an A&R from a major record label tell me that. He said like basically my job became obsolete because all they looking for is somebody with a check who they can get in there, and if they fuck the money up, they'll be able to pay it back. DJs do the same thing on a small level, whereas this cat song might not be as hot, but if he come with $100,000 in the street, oh, we can make him hot. That don't
right.
mean that the song is good at all. At
and they
all.
Know it's
listen
not good.
Listen to the Thugway
so,
taught me that. It's
right.
people out here that really listen to the music, and no matter how you think or how many folks over here told you that the song is good, if them folks over there don't like the song, it don't get no play.
Right.
But
right.
whereas DJs say, okay, I'm going to take this song anywhere and everywhere I go. If a DJ do four or five clubs a night, you done pay him $5,000 on Monday. By Friday, your song done been in every club he done been in. He done been in, whether the song was good or not.
And also, that's a lot of money to pay for someone who, unless they come back to that same club and that same DJ is doing it that night, may not hear that song again.
Yes, sir.
It's different. See, this is the thing. This is the normal people, the consumers who may be listening to the replay on the phone lines or whatever. You don't really see a lot of stuff that goes on like Ray Money's telling you. You feel what I'm saying? You don't hear the prices that you get that DJs that some of the shit that just come out of their mouth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Is, you know, give me $800 and I play it for like 2 weeks straight. Okay, I'm gonna give you $800. Okay, wait, where you spend that? Well, I spend here, and here. Okay, I've been to all of those because I go to every fuck. I've been to damn near. I go out a lot even when I don't want to. So I've been okay, kind of over there. Yeah, but you ain't gonna play the whole song. Now you know I ain't gonna play the whole song. I play. You know what I'm saying? I give you like shit. If you in the building, he might let you run two verses because you in the building and you done paid. If you ain't in the building, he gonna cut it after that first hook and first verse. But he gonna say he played. You know what I'm saying? So you're dealing with that. You're dealing with the play with the asterisk. Okay, the asterisk comes by. I'm gonna play it with an asterisk. You know what I'm saying? The asterisk means I'm gonna play it. How much of it I'm gonna play? How long? And when is not? It's not gonna be at fucking 1:30. You know what I'm saying? It might be at 10, or it might be at 4:00. You know what I'm saying? When everybody gets
those your slots.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, so playing it is not playing it when everybody on the fucking dance floor and everybody got a drink in their hand with their hands up high right after Biggie or right after fucking Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it sound like. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you paid for that or maybe you paid for that. You know what I'm saying? And this is the power of the DJ. This is where the DJ has discretion. You know what I'm saying? And that's his job. He's the one got to, well, I would say, I can't even say load up all his equipment in crates because motherfuckers ain't coming in there but with a motherfucking laptop and two Serato tables, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's it. Everything's on a hard drive. So it ain't like you lugging crates and moving speakers and shit. You plugging up to the club system and you playing your shit. Some of that shit you might walk off and let a premix ride for 10 minutes and take you a break and drink a drink and talk to a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's some of the stuff that goes on. But the point is, like you said, you don't really know what you're getting into whenever you do pay a DJ, you feel me? You don't really know what you're getting. And on top of that, the fact of the matter is you're paying, you're basically doing what everybody hates about radio. Everybody complains about radio because they play the same shit over and over. They play shit that people know they don't like. They don't understand how that song got on the radio. It's because somebody paid for it to get on the radio. And as a DJ, DJs used to be pure. And they used to be the ones where everybody said, them the motherfuckers who know what's hot. Now, since they've been infested with payola, people don't look at DJs and say, the DJs know what's hot. They just say the DJs pay what you play them. Play what you get, what they get paid to play. Everybody is like, now the general public, we've been knowing about it. Because we artists. We've been doing this shit. But now the general public knows.
Yeah.
Because they've heard DJs play shit, and they're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And so the people know that the DJs are doing that now. This is the problem that they're having. This is going to be a problem for them. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got to think, at the same time, like I said earlier, you got to compete with just the social network alone where people are just like, well, when it comes to what I play in my car or what music I'm going to buy and all that, more artists are realizing, shit, before I pay a DJ all that motherfucking money right there, I can pay for promo on the internet or pay some shit like this and really get really to the people. And when they get it, when they sitting at their computer, they ain't got a nigga in their motherfucking ear trying to get some pussy just because they got two drinks up off of them. You know what I'm saying? They can download the song, take it with them, and then actually listen to your song and actually become your fan a lot easier by promoting on the internet and directly hitting them, their email and their social marketing, their phones via my mobile app. Shouts out to that. That shit's been getting me all kind of fans. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to get the people to understand. That's what I'm trying to get DJs to understand. You feel me? Go ahead.
And Tubalism, just to add a little bit more to that, because, you know, just to bring this point up, when we sitting there paying these dudes $50 for a spin, $100 for it, because I got told one time I couldn't even bring my CD in the club unless I gave the man at the door $100. Man, I almost slapped shit out. But that's something altogether different.
Right.
You paying these people this X amount of dollars. People, understand, even with your own publishing company, the way the royalty rates are set up, you only get 11 cents a spin. So if you just gave this clown $50, don't you know you just beat yourself out of $49.88? That's even if that club is registered. If that club is ASCAP, BMI, CSAC registered, it might not even be registered. He might not even turn no playlist in.
What, nigga? Who? How many DJs you know turn their club playlist in?
Bow.
How many?
I know one, Blizzum. One.
I don't know now, nigga, and I know a lot of DJs. Now who turn their playlist from the club in, nigga, the fuck you mean, the radio DJs, and matter of fact, the one DJ I know that do it, the one DJ I know that probably does that is because he DJ in the club and the radio.
Yeah, and we may be talking about the same person. So
right, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why it maybe he, but I still doubt he turns in his club. Why would he do that? Where is he? Who's logging that in while he's playing it?
You right.
Why he's f***ing this shit? Who logging
right.
that shit? Nigga, what's
right.
the odds? DJ really doing that on his own time. That's his own side hustle, nigga. He has to do it at the radio because actually he probably ain't even doing it. The fucking producer's probably in charge of got some intern logging that shit in. The DJ ain't even doing it his fucking self. The intern at the fucking station doing that shit, listening to what he writing that shit down, turn that list in. This nigga ain't finna do it in the club unless the motherfucking intern coming to the fucking club with his ass to do it. That shit damn sure ain't happening. So let me stay on the line, Ray Money. Let me finish. All right, so here's I'm back to the blog, ladies and gentlemen. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live, of course. www.ixhiphop.com. www.ixhiphop.com. Look for the K100 radio or Blizzom blogs. Just look on there, you'll see it. All right, just you'll scroll down and you'll see some of the blogs. This is the most recent one, so if you go there now or within a week of this broadcast, it shouldn't be that hard to find. Just a couple of scroll downs, all right? Here's where it all falls apart, all right? The person whose job description, in parentheses, in hip-hop, is supposed to be breaking new talent and hot records is actually being controlled by the dollar, all right? This didn't used to be the case, but after breaking hundreds of, if not thousands of records and making a lot of people rich, but never really getting rich themselves, all right, the DJs, they had enough. So they clicked up and they said, fuck you, pay me, all right? That's the history that brings us to where we're at right now. That's the history that brings us to the topic of the show. Now they want to sell records, all right? Enter the blog title. And while we have DJs that have record deals, but artists are not getting signed and promoted by labels, but DJs are getting deals. Now we have DJ albums that have major budgets, but they're not mixtapes, they're albums. So what the hell is going on? Now I see more promo and branding opportunities for DJs than I do the people who make the music that the DJs play. Now make no mistake, a hot DJ is a necessity for a dope live show in the packed club. You gotta have them for you want a really dope ass. You can have a dope live show from your CD, nigga. It can be alright, but you really want a raw ass live show, nigga. What big name artist is fucking coming off the CD, nigga? None. They're coming with the DJ. Alright. You get to a certain level, and when you're trying to come up, you need one, all right? And you need, if you want your club to be packed, nigga, as a venue, you at the mercy of the DJ, nigga. The club owners must have a great DJ with a great playlist and a great mixing ability and an ear for you know what I'm saying, what the people want to hear. And he has to be able to adjust from venue to venue and club to club, depending on where he's DJing at, all right? Not so much in radio, because he's gonna be told what the fuck to play on radio unless they give him a little 30-minute mix set that he can do every now and again. Some of them have that power. Some of them do. Some of them don't, all right? But the song was created by the artist, all right? The people love their DJ. They connect with the song. And the song was created by the artist and the producer. I don't want to slide anyone. So now I know you need DJs in order to make some real noise. They are indeed the gatekeepers of the club. But as it stands, I need money right now more than I need a DJ to like my song. Let me say that again for slow people. Right now, if I had the choice between having the whole core DJs behind my record, and that's a powerful coalition, or $50,000, give me the 50 grand. Give me the 50 grand, because I can take the 50 grand and just pay a couple other DJs in key places and get the same effect. And every DJ in the core DJs can say, fuck Blizzom, I hate that motherfucker, he'll never get played. No matter, I got 50 grand. I got enough money to still get it played by everybody else who ain't in your coalition.
And then make you.
So that's the problem with the whole thing. You feel me, Ray Money? That's with the power that the coalitions gave DJs at the same time, it also made them become more like FM radio, and it made the uniqueness of the DJ and the integrity of the DJ go south a little. That's what I'll say, and I'll stop right here. I'll read a little more, but go ahead if you want to comment on what I just said.
Yeah, Blizzom, and what you just said made a lot of sense, the integrity of a DJ, because, you know, as I listen to you talk more and more, I'm just thinking about all the situations and things that I had to, you know, just dealing with over the last 5 years, especially after I really put my foot down and say, this is what I'm going to do. Like, okay, I say certain DJs go off of other DJs' name. That's why they have the coalitions and shit like that, because, you know, if this DJ has already laid a foundation, you know, since we mentioned Tony Neal, since Tony Neal has already laid a foundation, DJ Plastic Drink Cup can come out of nowhere and say, I'm a core DJ, so get with me, you know. Or if you on the internet searching, like, man, like you say, I need a DJ. I'm in the club. He played a couple, three, four, five little tight little songs. I go up there. I gave him $50. He played my song. Now I feel like as an independent artist with no true guidance, because there are no A&Rs. There are no Puff Daddies walking around going to a barbershop to find the next Biggie. You know, ain't no Suge Knight going down there to drop $10 million on bail for the next Tupac. It ain't none of that. It ain't none of that no more. If you find the cat, he's pretty much 60 to 75% already established. And reason why I say that, he got his music already, got his little team T-shirts, got his own entertainment company. So all DJs are doing it, like you saying, they just give me the payola, give me the pay. And then see, but that's where the gray area comes in, where the artist is trying to connect with the DJs who they feeling like can connect them with the people, instead of the artist connecting themselves to the people. And the DJ is saying, let me connect to this artist to push his music because I like it. Not, oh, bro, I like your music, give me $100 and I play it. See,
right. This is again, I want people to totally understand that I feel the DJ, and I know why the DJs clicked up on the IS. It's no wonder they did, because they went years. Oh, basically the whole 90s, the DJs got shitted on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it 100. The whole 90s, and that's when the money was flowing in hip hop. You feel me? That's when motherfuckers would still buy an album out the store for $10 before bootlegging in the internet and MySpace and Facebook and torrent sites and all this shit. In the 90s, motherfuckers was eating off hip hop. That's how it became the number one genre in a multi-billion dollar industry. You feel me? Because motherfuckers had to pay for their music for the most part, especially in the early 90s. And then in the mid 90s, the bootlegging went rampant. Really, early 90s too, but then it went crazy, and then the internet just after all that. But even in the golden era, when motherfuckers were still selling Katrupa Katrapple in my Tupac voice, Katrupa Katrapple platinum, you know what I'm saying? Well, people were still doing that. Only the same DJs who was playing the fuck out these motherfucking songs and shit, these motherfuckers riding around in buckets, you know what I'm saying? Riding around, barely could pay their rent, you know what I'm saying? But meanwhile, everybody and their mama know the DJ name, and everybody and their mama fucking know Tupac song or whoever the fuck else song, because this nigga play it every motherfucking night. But that's because the people wanted it. That's back when chicks used to go up to the DJ booth and say, yo, you got that new what's the name, or you got that new what's the name, y'all want to hear that, and then the DJs would spin it. Now I hear DJs tell motherfuckers, man, don't come up to the booth, period. They only want chicks. They don't take requests in the club. You understand what I'm saying? DJ, you can't come to the DJ booth and request no shit no more. You can't even walk up to the booth. Who is you? Fuck is you? Request some shit? Fuck you mean request some shit? I don't know the nigga. He paid dues? You know what I mean? They don't even do that no more. But because people used to still be like, yo, come up to the booth and, yo, you got that, whatever, and they try and get it on, and then they would pick what they thought was hot. You feel me? But now, since the onset of payola has infected the DJ pools, they come in there already knowing they're going to play some shit no matter what the fuck a motherfucker want to hear in that club. You feel what I'm saying? It could be people in that club who hate that record, and they'll play the record, and motherfuckers may walk off the floor, and they're going to let that record play because they've been paid or told by the head of the coalition to break this record. And they may not even like it, and obviously the people don't, but that's part of being in the coalition. How often you seen that happen, Raymond? See it happen all the time.
Man, Blizzard, man, you got me over here like wow, dude.
Yeah, it's tragic. You know what I'm saying? And this show and this broadcast is really for the. I really want to tell the DJs, because maybe the DJs don't be seeing what I be seeing the people be saying. You feel me? I'm seeing the people. The people are saying this. And they're like, man, them DJs. I mean, people say that, and I'm like, damn, y'all feel like that about the DJs now? You know what I mean? You feel me? Don't get me wrong. As an artist, yes, I would love it if DJs just played what was hot and then didn't just only played what was good music. You feel me? You know what I mean? But I understand this is a business. Everybody got to get paid. You feel what I'm saying? I understand that. So I know why they're not just – that's just unrealistic at the end of the day, because they're not going back to just being – breaking motherfucking records for free. But I would like it to be like you said, I like this record. Now let's talk money. Whereas it's let's talk money. Fuck what the record sound like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. they don't give a fuck about what the record sound like. If you talking enough money, fuck what the record sound like.
Fuck what the record sound like.
That's the problem. Once that started with the DJs, the integrity of the description started to get deteriorated. I'm reading a couple of reading the last part of the blog. All right, look. Now I know you need some DJs in order to make some real noise. All right, like I said, they're the gatekeepers of the club. You feel what I'm saying? Now, but they the DJ has become the artist. And this is the name and the topic of the show. The DJ has become the artist, and I say that and I named the show this because they have crossed over into making money off selling music. All right. Selling music, this is the second half of the show I'm talking about. They started making money off selling music instead of making you dance to the music, all right? Now they are the brand behind the song, not the artist. Now they all want the DJ Khaled deal. They don't want to break the records. They want to make the records now, all right? No, not actually write them. No. They don't want to do that. No. They ain't trying to pay for studio time to go in there and record. And they ain't trying to, like, do photo shoots. And they ain't trying to be the artist. Really, though. Not really. They don't want to do all that. They don't want to have to go to open mics and do all that. They don't want. They don't want to pay producers. No. They don't want to do all that. But they want the DJ Khaled deal. And they want to be celebrated as if they are artists. But they're not artists. They're DJs. All right. Now, we've already briefly discussed, you know, so again, you briefly discussed it, and I'm going to go ahead and read this part because I'm going to get to that part. Like every good thing, there's a bad that come with it. All right. Now, they have some of the same problems and gripes that the artists have. Now, you want to be an artist? You want to come over to this world? You want to come over to this side? You want to ride in this lane, nigga? Okay, fine. So, now that you want to be artists, now that you want to be stars, DJs, this is what happens when you want to be a star. Pay attention. See, once you become stars, once your name, once your lane, once you become superstar DJs, well, now, see, Ray Money, homie, this is what happens when people start. People love stars, right? Would you agree, Ray Money? People love stars. Everybody want to be a star. Everybody want to be like their favorite rapper. Everybody want to be Jeezy, everybody want to be Tupac, everybody want to be these guys because they were the ones who you imagined when you heard the song. When you play Jeezy in the club, you don't sit back and think about, damn, I wonder what it's like. You know, Jeezy can do however many gangster grills, but the chicks really want to fuck Jeezy. Not necessarily, you know, not necessarily drama. They know drama, but they fantasize about Jeezy because he's the one, you know what I'm saying, in the club calling you a super freak. That's the one. That's the guy. So now, DJs want to be superstars. They want to be stars. They want all the attention. They want to be artists. They want to put the albums out themselves. Fine. That's cool. Something that you got to understand, DJs, and you might have noticed this. When you become a star, people want to be you and mimic you, all right? And they want to live your life. Now you've got all these little kids who want to be DJs. All these really non-talented, non-scratching, really don't know how to blend little DJs. All they got is iTunes, and all they got is a little Serato, maybe a little Serato set up at best, if they got that. But they really don't know how to cut. They just know how to make that song fade into that song. And now they got the internet, and they got all these torrent sites. And now they on somebody's email list, and now they just calling themselves DJ such and such. So now all of a sudden, their email get flooded with MP3 wax and fucking whatever fucking promo company always wanted to give them all the new hot shit because basically they got a laptop and they call themselves DJ such and such, so now they get on somebody's fucking email list and they getting all exclusive music like you, even though you've been doing this shit since you was high school, scratching the fucking turntables. Doesn't matter. This little kid over here, he's 17, he's got a fucking laptop and he knows a lot of little kids at house parties and shit, and now he's DJ whatever you want to call himself, DJ Southside, whatever. You know what I mean? And so now he wants to be a star. Well, guess what he sees being stars? Oh, if I be a DJ, I can get a lot of pussy. I can get in the club for it. Hell, now I can get a motherfucking record deal by being a hot DJ. Well, let me call myself a DJ. And now I'm hearing all the veteran DJs bitch and gripe and complain about all these non-talented new motherfuckers wanting to be DJs who ain't paid their motherfucking dues. Guess what, nigga? That's what happened when your lane becomes the superstar lane. Just like we got to deal with everybody wanting to be a motherfucking rapper and they motherfucking ass can't even fucking do four bars without sounding like they just fucking horrible. Everybody want to be a motherfucking producer, but they don't even know the fucking, they don't even know what it's like, to, what quantized notes mean. They don't even know what a fourth and fifth chord is, but they got Fruity Loops, so they want to call themselves, I'm a producer. Everything that the artists and the producers have been going through, because our lane was the star lane, with the superstar lane, the ones who got the attention, the ones who people fell in love. You fell in love with that beat. You fell in love with that rapper. Well, now you want to be a star. Okay, well, now I'm falling in love with DJ such and such, and I'm going to be the next DJ such and such, even if I ain't got the fucking skills to be the next DJ such and such. It's not going to stop me. And so now my fucking timeline on Twitter and my fucking news feed on Facebook, full, chock full of DJs or DJ associates complaining about these new DJs, these guys who ain't paid no dues, these guys who want to be me, these guys, how dare these guys, who are these niggas, what fuck you mean, you ain't no real DJ, you want to, well, this is what happens when you turn your lane into the superstar lane. This is what happens when you want all the attention to be on the DJ. You're going to get more competition because people want to be the star. So now you're going to get more people trying to be you at whatever rate. Cut rate, whatever rate. Ray Money. Hey, Ray Money. Oh, I thought Ray Money was still on the phone line. Anyway, I thought Ray Money was still on here. I guess he had to... Well, no, he's still on the phone line, but I guess he had to go to the other line or something. But anyway, but that's what's happening. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on, Billy Bat. Billy Bat. Billy Bat. What are both of these niggas doing? Both of them are just not talking. Or am I not opening their mic? Oh, my bad. Billy Bat Phoenix, 843-696, my bad. I don't know what the fuck is... Hello? Okay.
Yo.
I guess... Yo, hello?
Yo.
Yeah, my bad. I ain't know... Did I have your mic open or was it closed? I thought I had it open. Was you talking?
Nah, it was closed for a little minute, man.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what did you hear what I just said, that part about now the DJs are upset, you know what I'm saying? The DJs are upset about everybody wanting to beat them now, and you got all these new dudes. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's fair? Are they just pretty much, they should expect that? Are they getting what they deserve? I do. I don't feel sympathy for those DJs when they be complaining like that. I really don't. Because I feel like, I feel like that's what comes along with the territory when you want to be the superstar. People always want to copy the superstar. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, they say the old saying goes, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But of course, you know, you're going to have people who are just as hungry as the DJs who are just now blowing up. That's going to try to get their toe. You know, that's close to having their toe stepped on, and they don't want that. So, of course, I wouldn't necessarily know. I mean, I know a couple of DJs. And especially I know DJs around here, you know, one that I know who works very hard. And basically, you know, whenever, you know, he goes out to a venue, there's times where he gets shitted on by the club owner that when he spins records and he packs houses and stuff like that, and he gets next to nothing. But, of course, when you have an upstart DJ who is a lot more hungry or who doesn't care about working free, they're going to charge that person more instead of the one who works hard the most. So,
yeah. Well, wait. You said they're gonna charge. What you mean? You said they're gonna charge which one most?
No, they're gonna charge the one that works hard the most instead of the one who's willing to work for free just to get his name out there,
mm-hmm.
just because his title is a DJ instead of the real meaning of what a DJ is.
What is, you know, the meaning of a DJ? I don't even know what the meaning of a DJ is now, because now DJs are not just DJs. The DJ themselves have crossed over and become other things besides a DJ. So now, what is a DJ? I mean,
DJs I know aren't artists. You know, they don't portray themselves as artists. They don't got no mixtapes out. You know, they just come out and do what they came to do, and that's to bring people together, have them a good time, and spin music. Of course, that's what a DJ is supposed to be. Not ones who, for example, DJ Khaled, for example. To me, I don't think he's a real DJ. He's just a guy who talks a lot and has his own radio show in Miami. to me, that's not considered a DJ. You know, you're just a radio person and a guy who's featured on a lot of songs because of your voice. You know, that's not a DJ to me. A DJ is somebody who goes out, club owner pays them to bring people together and pack the house, and they get cut a certain percentage. So that to me is a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I know that I'm close to are those type of DJs, real DJs. And even though, yeah, everything has evolved to, I don't know of any DJs that still use turntables. They upgraded to using a computer, to using a program on a laptop.
It took about five good years for people to just go ahead. It took maybe a little longer when those digital turntables hit and they really just started doing away with vinyl. It took for the old head DJs to realize that, you know, just like it took producers to say, okay, we're gonna stop lugging around this big ass Trinity keyboard and shit. We're just gonna load these sounds up into a MIDI controller and trigger sounds, you know, from modules or either the computer sounds or whatever. And for DJs to co-sign that. For people to accept pure digital producers that didn't use an MPC or didn't, you know what I'm saying, you know, use any kind of outboard gear, you feel me, just internal sounds. It took major producers, you know what I'm saying, to co-sign that, saying you can still make hits like that. I've made this particular track I made for such and such was made just like that, for people to co-sign it. So it took a couple of years for people to say, just because you don't scratch vinyl don't make you not a DJ, because a couple of the old school DJs who used to cut vinyl just realized, look, this is just easier and I can still do my thing on it. I just don't have to lug all these fucking crates. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so once those guys co-signed it, then, you know, it's okay. But no one, not even those guys want to co-sign the iTunes DJ. The iTunes and you know. But at the end of the day, these guys are getting paid gigs, but they're getting paid gigs because, like you just said, they're willing to come in there and work for half of the rate of a real DJ. But guess what though? This is the trip about it all. And I'm glad you even said that because it made me bring up this point. I'm glad you said that because this is the trip part about it, DJs. And I know y'all know this. I'm trying to tell the DJs some real shit. I'm not trying to tell you guys not to start po-pimping and shit, and not to get compensated, not to get paid or whatever. But what I'm trying to tell you DJs is this, all right? By making what you do glamorized more, sensationalized more, when people start seeing that you can be a star by just being a DJ, I'm telling you, you open up the can of worms that artists and producers have been dealing with from day one in hip-hop, because from day one, you've had superstar rappers and producers. The producers came along a little later, but you always had superstar rappers. We were the genre. The rappers were the genre. It was fucking hip-hop. It was rappers. We were the guys. And at the beginning, DJs were hot. You feel me? You had Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? And you know, one of the main people of that was the DJ. You had Salt and Pepper, and Spinderella was the DJ. You feel me? DJs used to be important.
Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff. DJs started out as being put to the forefront. In some kind of way, the producer, because what was happening was the producers came and bumped the DJ out. Let's just do a little bit of history, okay? Like I just told you, it started out with DJs. You needed a DJ to be part of your crew and clique because he was the one spinning your shit. You feel me?
Yep.
He had to
have him.
I mean? You had to have him. Then the producer came and kind of elbowed their way past the DJ, like, look, you cutting this shit, but who made this motherfucking beat? Who getting all this publishing money? Who getting all these checks over here? You know
who's
what I
mean? Who's doing the promos?
Who was that? So then the producers came in and said, hold on. We need to be to the forefront of this shit. You know, the producers start smelling themselves. You understand? Because they was getting the money already with the paperwork behind the scenes, but nobody knew who they was. So then they wanted to be stars. You feel me? They wanted to be stars because they was the people behind the scenes, but when they go to the club, the bitches didn't know who they was and they wanted to suck they did.
And they were the money stars.
So they start being in the forefront. They start dancing in the videos with the artists. They started, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, bigging themselves known, produced by everybody, you know, some of them start crossing over and wanting to be rappers themselves, you know what I'm saying, on top of being producers. And so then the producer became a bigger star, or as big a star as the artist, and the DJs kind of was like, they kind of started to fall off. Right?
How you doing? Yeah.
Okay. What is he doing? You talking to somebody else? What is Billy Bat doing?
Anyway. Hey, my fault, man. Talking to the neighbor across the street.
So that's what happened, and the DJs kind of fell off and they fell to the wayside. People started realizing you really didn't need the DJ to make a fucking hit rap song per se. And so the DJs just became part of the show, the live show. They became part of the live show. When scratching stopped being so important in a song, you really didn't need scratching so much. The DJs fell off because you didn't need. It was an era where people really didn't give a fuck about hearing scratching live on a song. You feel what I'm saying? So the DJs fell to the back because they wasn't really needed. You needed a banging beat and you needed a some fire-ass lyric. You know what I mean? So that's what happened. But what the DJs didn't understand about what happened was the reason why those guys, when those superstar artists and producers became glamorized, that made people want to be like them at any cost, the cheapest way, whatever. And everybody wanted to be a producer, and everybody wanted to be a rapper. It started out with hip-hop, and everybody just wanted to jump on the mic. Then they started making drum machines that were easy. You didn't have to know how to play a piano or play a live instrument. They started making drum machines and MIDI keyboards, and then they started making computer software programs that anybody could get for the low. You still, because when MPCs and MIDI first came out, you still had to have a lot of money because the MPs cost you 3 stacks back in the day. Triton used to set you back. You still had to pay a couple stacks to get some good shit to produce with. Well, graduated on up a couple years, they started making shit on the laptop, Fruity Loops and Reason and all that other shit. Yeah, they started making all that other shit. It became easier to record and easier to produce and make good quality shit. And so it got flooded. Everybody wanted to be a fucking rapper and a motherfucking goddamn producer. But
because
DJs,
it was easier to download.
Right. But the DJs were still cool, though, because they still were not sensationalized. They still were not glamorized. Now we're talking about, we're still at about maybe late 90s to early 2000s. Then the mixtapes came. And then DJs start being put to the forefront. DJ Clue started coming DJ Clue started. It was DJ Clue. It was about the DJ. Because at that point, that's when the DJs, the coalitions hadn't popped up yet, but the big time DJs started saying, fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, I'm a star because I made these motherfucking records hot because I played this shit in a club packed with 3,000 motherfuckers every week. You gonna fucking give my just due. DJ Clue. Blue. So
Funk
he comes
Master
out.
Flex, Funk Master K. Slay.
All these guys. And rightfully so, the artists paid homage to these guys, and they deserve homage.
Yeah.
But they made being DJs synonymous with being a star. And that started.
Goddamn.
Started everybody else wanting to be a DJ. And now, DJs, now you come to me crying now. Because the DJs made this shit made DJing being a star, and now you got to deal with that, and you crying now? We've been dealing with that. Grab a Coke and a smile. I don't want to hear it, DJs. I don't want to hear it. I got love for you guys. Ultimate respect. It's not easy to do. Can't nobody just come up and do it. Some of you motherfuckers ain't real DJs. But at the same damn time, like Billy Bad just said, the DJs complaining to him are the ones saying that, well, you can get some guy who really don't cut and shit. He just got a little laptop of shit to come in there and plug up and play some shit and get the crowd crunk and call himself DJ such and such. Well,
all you got to do is just time the song right, throw a little couple sound effects, and then you got your little mix.
All you need is one of these.
Yep.
That's all you need, nigga. All you need is this between the songs. Let's go! And just play some
especially
hot
them shit. Especially them island DJs.
You want to see me? You want to see my DJ set? Here you go right here, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Here you go. Hold on. If I had a little sound, something where I could just mute the song in and out, I could just kind of pull it out right at the bar and just say some fly shit that rhymed with the word before. And now I'm DJ Blizzum. Welcome. Thanks. Welcome. Welcome to Plug K100. It's that easy. I can learn that in a week. And so have a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. And now the game of DJing has become equally ridiculously saturated and flooded with motherfuckers who have no talent calling themselves DJ such and such, just like motherfuckers who have no talent calling themselves MC whatever,
right,
or such and such producer. But they want to, but they come to me complaining. I see your complaints. You're right, DJs. I understand what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I'm watching these fucking clowns too myself. But feel sorry, no can do, partner. Because you enabling the dumb, you DJ, not all you DJs, of course, you know, not talking about every DJ, but a lot of you DJs are enablers of the fucking wannabe rappers. Because these wannabe ass motherfucking whack ass rappers give your ass a couple hundred dollars and you playing their shit like they hot. And you want to, you come to me with pity? You want pity? Fuck no. If you ever got paid to play some shit in the club that you didn't like and you played it anyway, I don't want to hear your fucking mouth and your fucking complaints about a motherfucking whack DJ with a fucking laptop and iTunes taking your gig. Cry me a fucking river, nigga. Would you like to add to that, Billy Bat?
And you got the DJs, really, who call themselves DJs that try to rap over somebody else's beat and make their own stuff up and think they're rappers. So that's what I think that you were touching on when it comes to certain, and I'm going to put this in quotation marks with my fingers, DJs who are trying to be rappers. You know, you you hear them in the club all the time, man. You hear them when they cut the music and they try to spit their little own bars to try to make some of them rile them girls up, and that's how that's how it happens. They think they're rappers now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people background music. So this is where we're at. I'm gonna read the last little bit of the blog entry though. Okay, I got love for you guys and more respect than I do love for most of you guys, the DJs, all right? We need you, all right? But I need for you to get back to breaking records. Moving the crowd and not try to sell music that you didn't create. Okay? You get your payday. You get your payday a different way from us artists. We make the songs because we're trying to sell the songs eventually. You feel me? All right, so we need to be the people that's selling the songs and making the money off the actual sale of the songs. You guys don't need to be over here in this lane, okay? All righty? Especially if you're not rapping. Don't try to make money off selling the songs. You guys make money off breaking the records and breaking the records that are good, not the ones that you're paid to break. Listen to the song first. If it's hot, hit the artist up. Let the artist know, yo, this is hot, but you know, ain't shit free, son. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing free, though. But this shit is hot. But ain't nothing free, though. Okay. That'll make an artist want to pay you. Because at that point, the artist knows you fucking with the record. The artist knows that when he give you this money, you really want to play it any motherfucking way. I don't got nothing wrong with you getting paid, homie. If the song is hot, if you like the record for real. Not because they had your coalition set play it. Because maybe he might like some whack shit. I don't know. Maybe he ain't even in tune with what's going on. Or maybe somebody paid him to tell you to play it. The point is, I need you to start playing music that you think is hot. All right? You know, like you guys used to do. I need the egos to come down a couple notches. Just turn the egos down a little bit. All right, you guys are getting a little drunk with power out here DJing. There's a lot of you guys out here, not all of you, but a lot of you guys, DJs, are getting a little drunk with the power. We know you guys are powerful, but before you guys, when you guys were powerful and people didn't realize how powerful you were, it was better. Now that everybody knows how powerful you are, some of you guys become a dickhead. Not all of you guys, some of you guys. All right. But I get, you know, we overlooked you for a long time, and I get that. But now, you have to remember not to overlook the art of the artist. Appreciate that. Let us have our lane. And you guys, continue to do you. Get your money from your gigs. Get your side money. And I'll keep calling out. I'll do my part. I'll call out whack DJs. I call out whack DJs all the time. I am a guy. I be liking the statuses. You guys do have a point. It is true. If you come up there with just iTunes and all you got is iTunes and some little bullshit blending fucking software and you don't know shit about mixing or nothing or none of that, you don't really know none of that. Are you really a DJ? Nah, you're not a fucking DJ, but you're calling yourself a DJ, but you're not a DJ. And I call people out when I see them do that. I do. I'm on you guys' side on that argument. But I don't feel the pity party because you guys wanted to be stars. You wanted to glamorize the art and the profession of DJing. You wanted to be put in the forefront. You wanted to be known. You wanted to be stars. This is the side effect of that. You got a whole bunch of little motherfuckers want to be you. And they can be you without really having your skill set. And they can undercut you. All right? They can undercut you getting gigs because you commanding $300. All right? But he only commanding $100. And he got the same songs you got. Because you are not the person that makes the fucking music. The artist is. And then as long as they got an internet connection, and as long as they're on MP3 Wax playlist, email list, or who the fuck ever else list, they're going to have all the same songs you got because neither one of you motherfuckers made the songs. The artist made the songs, and they're going to give it to whoever the fuck play it. They don't give a fuck what the fuck your goddamn turntables look like or your setup is. Are you going to play the club? Are you going to play the song in the club? What club you DJing at? Oh, downtown Atlanta. Here you go. Go ahead, homie. Get this song. Absolutely, I want you to have it. It's a sad state of affairs for you guys, DJs. I know you guys are probably like, I'm never going to play this motherfucking nigga music ever. Well, to you, I say, fine. That's how you feel about it. What you think about that? You think, hey, Billy Badge, you think DJs will hear this broadcast and feel like I'll never play a Blizzom record?
I mean, if you've been fucking with DJs for so long, they should know how you are right now. And especially if, and as long as I've known you, Blizzom, I know you wouldn't just mess around or fool around with anybody who's off-brand. You know, of course, any real DJ who's been fucking with you for the longest should be able to respect what you're saying and should feel what you're saying because of the fact that they have to carry that on their shoulders of certain DJs who give that title a bad name.
Mm.
And as you mentioned before, and as many times as I've been in Atlanta, and of course, as you touched it before, man, there's a million and one clubs in Atlanta.
It's ridiculous here.
There's a million and one clubs in Atlanta. Just like I've been to Jacksonville, to Miami, and all these other places. You know, there's a million and one clubs in Atlanta in comparison to all the other clubs. So, of course, everybody got to get in where they fit in. And, of course, there's going to be certain ones that do pretend that title as a DJ is going to try to take that opportunity in order to, one, get the limelight. Number two, get the popularity. Number three, get the fame. Number four, get the money. They don't care about the title itself of a DJ and what it pertains. So, of course, to those who pretend that title, yeah, they're going to say, man, I ain't playing Blizzard music no more. Fuck that. Da-da-da-da-da. You know what? Fuck them too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just...
Awful.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure, right, that I'm not perceived as, you know, the bitter artist who's mad his shit ain't getting spinned in the clubs right now. Because I'm not. First of all, if you know anything about me, Blizzom, if you know anything about my music, especially the music that I've been doing in the past couple of years, because I've changed a lot in my swag and my music and what I talk about, and my core audience has changed. They've grown. I don't even really make music for the club. So it's not, I'm not getting spent in the club because I don't make club music. So it doesn't make sense for me to even be expected to be played in the club, really. That's why my whole grind is on the internet and the social networks, and I do media. I do magazine interviews. I'm on internet radio shows. I'm on almost right now, well, actually, no, over. I just got added to two more. So two more shows hit me up and said they fucking with the music. So I'm on rotation on over 20 internet radio stations. Some of them have really big audiences. You know what I'm saying? And so My crowd and my niche crowd is not even the, is not even the club, so it's not like I'm bitter about not being played in the club, especially in Atlanta, because I don't even make my music don't sound shit like the shit they play in the club in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like hardly, unless I go to a club or maybe in the north side or a certain side of town that play a mixture. But for the most part, I know they ain't playing my shit in the club down here. My shit don't sound nothing like a lot of shit they play in the club here. So there's no set for my music in the club. You feel me? And
no,
so I
don't
expect
play it to the young people. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't expect a club DJ to be fucking with my records like that. Like, I don't make it hoping that the club, the DJ in club, whatever, is gonna be showing me some love. I know fully well it's a 90% chance he's not, because it doesn't fit your what you're doing. I'm more concerned with DJs who have internet radio shows or who on the radio. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Those are the guys that I'm actually. And when it comes to radio, I already know the radio is infested with payola, so I already know the whole. I already know I got to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? So the music that I make, and there's thousands and thousands of other artists like me. I'm pretty sure an artist like Lupe Fiasco doesn't give a shit what a fucking coalition of DJs feels about his record.
Right.
Because are they going to play it in a fucking club anyway? No! And if his label pays enough, the radio's going to play the song anyway. So he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? He's going to sell out at venues, the venues that book him, because the venues that book him are already going to have a niche crowd that already fuck with that kind of music. So an artist like that and an artist like me, if club DJs feel some kind of way about this blog or this podcast, and this is not to be arrogant, this is just the truth of the matter is, you know what I'm saying, I'm not even in a position to where I should fear what, you know, fear blowback, because even though there are a lot of DJs who aren't in clubs and they DJ other places who may feel a type of way about this broadcast, first of all, everything I said is the truth and it's honest, you know what I'm saying? And I gave both sides of the coin, but honestly, the most of the people who are letting payola ruin the art of DJing, these guys are mostly doing it when they're in the club. You feel me? Because the venues don't want to pay me. And these are a lot of the DJs that are bitching on the social networks about the no names coming in with a laptop and a little bullshit setup, taking a gig for $100 a night. You know what I mean? When they normally charge $350, you know what I mean? But they come in for $100 a night. You got DJs. You got some of those guys who actually play mixes from other DJs,
very
like great. 30 minutes. They play 30 minutes of a mix from another DJ. They download a mix of another DJ. Or they listen to a mix on a DJ's show or a DJ's mix CD or some shit. I know a kid. Shouts out to all the calls on the line still. I don't know why all you motherfuckers are not talking. I want to know who all the people on the phone line is like being
first
quiet. I got like 9 people on the phone lines, right? I don't know who's listening live. And it's been different people calling in, listening, you feel me? People on Facebook saying they checking me out or whatever, but nobody wants to talk. I think they're like, Blizzum, you go ahead and be our voice, because they don't know I'm listening. They don't know I'm like, amen and yeah, shaking my head, man. Yeah, that nigga right as hell. But they scared to say it because they think I might piss off the wrong DJ. Again, if the truth, if my opinion makes a DJ that mad to where he's not fucking with my record, if this show makes any DJ not fuck with Blizzum as an artist or my music, it's a 99% chance you weren't going to fuck with it anyway, nigga. So, I have lost nothing with this broadcast or blog. Believe that. that's just truth on that shit. But back to my point that I was making. The guys, they're mad and they're pissed off. But these young dudes, I seen a young dude. I was in the booth, right? You feel me? Mm-hmm. I was hosting... A showcase, and I was hosting it. I had the mic, you feel me, and it was at a club, and so I never met the DJ before then, and I can't even hardly remember his name, but we was at a venue. I was the host, so of course I was walking, you know, in between sets, like I would introduce the artist onto the show, right, and then, you know what I'm saying, I walk off, you know, I walk up to the booth or whatever and chill, let the artist do their thing for however long they did. I come back out, you know, I was the host of the fucking shit, you know what I'm saying. And so I was up there in the booth, and I'm checking out the artist. I mean, I'm checking out the DJ, and I'm looking. And I'm looking at what he's playing, and I'm like, he's playing I don't know if it was his mix or not, but he's playing a mix that he was talking to somebody, and he was like, DJ such and such be having the best mixes. He had the best blends. He just know what sound right behind shit. So he said, I normally listen to like his mixtapes and really just pick songs and just do my own little thing with it, how I blend them in. But he basically said he buys mixtapes of other DJs and hear what they playing, not deciding what he playing himself, but buys other mixtapes from DJs and play them and listen to the mixes, and that's how he be deciding what to play. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's like me as a rapper literally sitting here telling somebody that I go listen to 2 Chainz raps and hear what he say, and then that's what I say on my songs when I rap. To me. Am I wrong on that? I mean, doesn't that sound like the same fucking thing? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that people don't hear it. The only thing you hear is that if their song is going to come on. They don't know whose voice it is. They don't care whose voice it is. They just care who's behind that booth or who's, and I'm going to put this in quotations with my fingers again, who are mixing the records. So when you hear those who are mixing the records, you don't hear the voice or the originator behind it, then they're not real DJs. But people just don't seem to listen to that. They just say, oh, this is the DJ who's been doing it all, who made Club Jack that night, you know, because of his music. No, it ain't that. You know, people don't listen. And I hear that with certain DJs who be behind the booth here. You know, even the ones that I do know, you know, they use other DJs and stuff like that. But see, they premix them only. Sometimes they premix them is only when the club ain't packed, when it's just like, you know, happy hour, for example, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You know,
right.
But then once the club starts getting packed, then that's when they start letting their talents loose. Okay,
right.
That I say deserves a pass.
Yeah, of
you
course,
know,
because I mean, who's gonna stand up there in the booth from 6 to fucking 4, no one. Who? Not for $300, nigga. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So nah, nobody's gonna do that. But that's kind of like a common sense. Like nobody expects the DJ to do that. You feel me? Another thing now that you see a lot of times now that I noticed a lot of DJs used to be hosts on the mic. Like they were the DJ and the host. You
yeah.
feel what I'm saying? But now, I notice a lot of clubs are going with, like, a sexy female host or, like, a real crunk host, whereas you don't have the person that's on the mic as the DJ. The DJ don't really say shit. You feel me? I go a whole bunch of places, and that's why I think a lot of DJs right now, because, first of all, having the hosting, I've hosted before. Hosting is in itself a job. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hosting, saying some funny fly shit to make motherfuckers pay attention to you, and then having the song queued up and everything, that was an art of DJing. The DJ was on the mic. Well, now, I think a lot of DJs now don't have to worry about scratching, or they don't have to worry about being good on the mic like a lot of old school DJs, because I know a lot of clubs and shit now, they have hosts that they pay separately. I know a lot of hosts.
Yeah.
All they do is go around and grab the mic, and they on the mic all night. You don't hear the DJ say shit all night. All he doing is slam music, and the host is talking, and it's separated.
Yeah.
It's not. You got hosted by, and that. But that came along. But what? Okay. Where did hosting come from? When you say hosted DJs and hosting, all the mixtapes say hosted by, right? The DJ say.
Yeah.
The mixtapes say hosted by whoever. You know what I'm saying? That was the DJ. The DJ would come on there, talk, say whatever, you feel me? You know what I mean? He would supposedly blend, even though after 2003, nobody was blending. It was just, yeah, 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 throwing the effect and then hitting play for the most part. You know what I'm saying? After 2004, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They just fuck cutting, fucking blending some shit, which is a DJ, yeah, shout out to such and such a jigger. Yeah, shout out to such and such a couple gunshots and one of these. Next track. And so that's what it became. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't have to really say. But now, in the clubs now, especially in Atlanta, I don't know if this is caught on anywhere else, but in the clubs in Atlanta now, it's probably over a 50, if not 50-50, 75-25 chance that there's a separate host of the venue that night than the DJ. It's not the DJ. You don't hear the DJ. The DJ just cutting and playing shit, and you got the chick walking around with the mic, or some guy who's just extra, who's really extra with it, walking around with the mic. You feel me? That you hear.
Right.
Voice that you hear. And the DJ just cutting and spinning. if he's cutting or he's just pressing play. So that's how you get DJs that come in here that this is the host. Like, the host is getting paid $250 and the DJ getting paid $100 because the host is doing her thing on the mic. And the DJ is just, she just going to the DJ saying, all right, you got that new Rocco? Oh, yo, you got the new 2 Chainz? All right, play the 2 Chainz in a minute. After that, play the 2 Chainz. And so the host don't even know how to turn Serato the fuck on, nigga, or upload a fucking MP3, but the host is telling them what to play so they can go out there and talk shit and turn the club up. This is going on in the clubs in Atlanta everywhere, bro. I see it all the time.
See, you gotta come here to Charleston, man. You gotta come here to Charleston. I'm gonna tell you like this. The DJs here are like, I put it like this. The DJs here are like second voices. You got your host of the club, you know, who plays the backup of the DJ, but he turns host. Once he turns host, he walks around the club, he goes on the dance floor, feels up on the females, talks junk to the females, this, that, and the third. And then he shout out from the other side of the club to the entrance to the DJ with the microphone, say, hey, drop that shit. And then next, you know, here comes the DJ. He's like, all right, you know I got that shit. Oh, y'all get on the dance floor. You know, DJs are second voices here.
They are here too, you know. But I'm saying, that's the way when you find that blend, when you find that one host and that one DJ who can bounce off each other like that real good,
yeah,
and keep your shit turned up, you generally pay them and keep them in play. But now I'm seeing more and more with the DJ is just not really saying too much. He says a couple of words here and there when the host asks him a question. Whereas old school DJs, there was, you know what I'm saying, they were the hosts. They was the motherfuckers. Because the DJ used to be out and open. They used, you know, back in the day when you had parties and shit, the DJ was, you could see the DJ. You feel me? That's also changed. A lot of times, the booth is way the fuck up somewhere with tent in the front. You can't even see who the fuck this nigga is.
Nope.
That's the other shit that's going on behind the scenes that you just don't even think about. Maybe you haven't even really thought about it. Maybe you didn't even think about it. Now I invited 3 DJs to the show tonight.
They still ain't calling.
So I can't nobody say I just gave one. I won't name no names. No, they didn't call. I mean, they didn't. Hey, they didn't hit the lines. I hit them up. I was like, yo, come fuck me on the show. I'm talking shit about DJs. Oh yeah, that's my lane. No, I don't know if they read the. The blog and felt some kind of way or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't come to the show. They didn't show up and they didn't want to talk. You know what I mean? So now you're just getting it from an artist / radio host / host in the club. Because I've done that too. All right. And I've hosted a mixtape, by the way. Shout out to Glenwood Lalo. It's true. Go download that now. So I've done some things you guys have done. I actually have Serato myself. Know how to use it. I don't, but I do know how to. But I can. I think I'm going to start loading up Serato and start doing other little shit with the show, too. And plug it into a mixer and just, you know what I mean? Start going ham and shit. But I'm not going to call myself DJ Blizzom. I refuse to call myself DJ Blizzom. Because I got respect for the guys. I got respect for the people who are really DJs. That's why I don't call myself. I correct motherfuckers, Billy Bad. Motherfuckers be out and about, and I be somewhere, and they be like, DJ Blizzom with K100, I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Fuck that. I am not a DJ. I literally say that on Lalo's mixtape that I hosted by K100 Radio. It's called It's True. It's on that pill. You can check it out at www.chainlessentertainment.com. You can find a link to it. All right? I'm just saying. Plug my skills. But even on the mixtape, I say I am not a DJ. My name is Blizzom. I'm the host, but I'm not a DJ. I say it because I don't want people to think that I'm trying to be in their lane. I'm trying to do something that I know that it takes a certain skill and a talent and years of training to become and to master. Just like it takes a long time to be a motherfucking rapper. I didn't just fucking get this nice overnight and, oh, nigga, I am nice. But I didn't get this nice overnight. I am a producer. I didn't learn how to produce overnight. You know what I mean? Now, granted, I learned how to produce. You feel me? You know, because I got, you know, I wanted to just have more control over the creative process. But I didn't learn on Fruity Loops and Reason, homie. You know what I mean? First of all, I'm a musician and I played the drums growing up. That was my instrument of choice. All right? So I played the drums for years growing up. And also, I didn't start producing in the laptop age. I started producing in the MIDI age. My first production gear was a Trinity, and I had a Trinity, a Motif, and a MoFat rack, and a Proteus rack, and the MPC 2000 XL. That's where I learned how to produce that. Now, yes, that's where I learned how to produce that. All right, you feel me? So. Even though I started out as a rapper and I crossed over to being a rapper producer, I did learn a good amount of the craft. And I also am a musician myself. I also play drums live. So it's not that I'm not trying to impede in you guys' lane. That's why I don't tell people I'm a DJ. I'm an on-air personality, and I play music. I break records, but I'm not a DJ. I'm an on-air personality, but I break new records. Damn sure well. You'll never take that from me, motherfuckers. Fuck all y'all if you got a problem with me saying that. You kiss my black ass, nigga. I break records, and I do. We the same right there. All right. But I don't profess to be a fucking DJ, and I'll never do that because it's disrespectful, bro. It's disrespectful to them guys, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be calling myself DJ Blizzum. It's actually a DJ Blizzum if you Google it. But when you type in Blizzum, I'm going to pop up. You gotta type in DJ Blizzum and that one guy from Florida. It's a DJ Blizzum in Florida. And he shows up like, if you just Google Blizzum, he shows up at like page 5 after all my shit. But if you just type in DJ Blizzum, then he'll come up on the first page. But then you'll still see me on there too. Respect my grind, bitches! Okay, so anyway. Well, Billy Bad. Shout out to all these people on the lines that's not saying shit though. I'm tempted to just open up your lines. But I stopped doing that a long time ago because people said, Blizzum, don't come to my... Why you come to people lying there and want to talk? So I'm not going to do that, man. Anyway, I'm getting ready to wind up to the show. Anything you want to add before I go ahead and give my last little spiel, Billy Bad? Hello?
Yeah.
I said, anything you want to add before I go into my last little spiel? Because I'm getting ready to go up there.
Nothing much, really. Nothing much. I mean, for anything, though... One thing I did mean to touch on is like people, like the DJs really need to listen to if they get the cinema of me, they need to listen to Why I'm Mad in one of your verses when it was talking about you paying a certain DJ amount to spin your track in the club. And I think that's something who touched on that earlier. Wasn't Lalo, or was the other dude?
Lalo did and Ray Money did. Both of those guys did.
Yeah. DJs need to
Well, I mean, when you play some, the thing what makes people mad about the payola side of the thing with artists is not that most artists, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of broke ass rappers and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? It's a lot of broke everybody. It's a lot of broke producers and broke DJs and broke strippers and broke ass models and broke ass radio stations, nigga, and all kind of broke motherfuckers out here in the world. Okay, so it's not just broke rappers. But the thing that I think a lot of the rappers are dealing with when it comes to the payola system that the DJs have now set up is they're not even getting what they pay for when they pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly now, this is the thing about it. At least with, unless you go to that same club when that DJ's spending every time, and if what he spends at a club here, there, out of town, you pay this DJ X amount of money. Let me stop everything. Let me tell you some real fucking talk. All right, to everybody. Shouts out to everybody on the phone line. Shouts out to everybody listening to my show. I'm going to tell you a scenario that I just ran across. I know a person who paid a DJ recently. And I won't say no names because they're a friend of the show. I mean, I don't want to make them seem like they, you know, put them out there as somebody who just got. But they paid a large quantity of money. Large quantity, enough money where if you would have gave me that much money, I could have broke his record in 2 states, let alone the one fucking city he supposedly paid this one DJ to break his shit in, which was this city. Okay, DJ spins at 3 clubs here. All right, pay the DJ over 4 figures. All right, so $9,999 is more than that. Right. It's more than $9,900. I'm going to tell you what he paid, but he paid him over 4 figures, one DJ, to break his record. All right. He DJs here, and he DJs in here and Columbus, and he's in a coalition, and, you know, he's in a coalition, right? That's, he's in a coalition also. He's in a known coalition. Pay this guy with four figures, break his record. You know what I'm saying? To play his record. He said he was, of course, the term is break the record, because at that, the amount of money he was paid, everybody, at least everybody everywhere that DJs should know this fucking record. Now, he ain't got no control over where the fuck the DJ don't fucking spin. And the DJ the DJ was on the radio in another city, which was Columbus, and he's also DJing around here at some clubs. So for that kind of money, I'm thinking, if we go to this venue and this DJ's spinning at this venue and he's been spinning there, you know, basically the whole summer, we should, by the end of the summer, you paid him the beginning of the summer, by the end of the summer, at least the people in those clubs, in those two places, would seem to be familiar with that record. Because you're spinning there a couple nights a week, different places. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I think he's at each club, you know, well, he's somewhere on Thursday, somewhere on Friday, somewhere on Saturday, and he's in a club in another place, in other state in Columbus, in other city in Columbus, and there he's actually a radio, he has a radio mix that he submits. So I'm assuming, of course, for that amount of money that was paid, that song gets put into that radio mix, and he gets played every time that DJ is at those clubs, right? First of all, the artist can't be at all the places. You feel what I'm saying? The artist can't be at all the places. In the perfect world, he would, because that's the only way you can audit, or if not, you can send a chick out there or somebody that you know to each spot, a representative or something. But he's you know, he ended. He just had his chips up. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't part of the label, so it ain't like the label sending people out and checking for it. So basically, he's paid this artist well over 10 G's to break this record. And the record is getting played, but it's not getting played. It's getting played with the asterisks behind it. You feel what I'm saying? It's getting played, but it's not really getting played. It's getting jumped in there around 11 something. It's getting dumped in there maybe again around 3 something. It's not getting dumped when the floor is necessarily packed. It's damn sure not getting played all the way through. Damn sure not getting played all the way through. And it's not being hyped up as the new shit. It's being played new shit. So the artist started to send people out, and himself started to just sneak in. Don't tell the DJ that he's in the building, to just see what's going on. Ask people in the other city, have you ever heard this on your station ever? All knows, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? He's there. He doesn't get played until he makes attention that I'm in the building. Then immediately it gets played. But not until you let him know you in the building. And I've been in the building 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours. Maybe you played it before I came. Maybe you're going to play it before I said something. But you didn't play it until I made myself be known in the clip. So this is the shit that artists go through. Because you can, even if you do payola, if you do payola with a DJ, you might not really literally get what you pay for. And there's really no check and balance to it. You really can't. It ain't like if I charge you money to be on K100. If I say it's $25 to do an interview on K100 Internet Radio, not only are you going to call in and hear it and get the interview done, you're going to be able to hit a replay. And if I tell you, if I start charging to be on K100 Radio taking submissions, and I say, well, we'll get you spend for $25, we'll get you spend at least on 2 subways. If you pay the money, you get spend on 2 subways a week. You can go back and fucking listen to the replays of the show and see if I'm lying. Besides the fact I'm going to tweet your ass out when I play it anyway. So you got to just check your Twitter when I play it. Because if I tweet you, and you need to have a Twitter to be in rotation on the show as part of the setup, all right? If you don't have a Twitter, you're not following me on Twitter, I'm not playing shit. It's not happening. All right? I don't play your shit if you're not fucking with me on Twitter, because I'm a fucking internet radio show. If you ain't fucking with Twitter, you're not even really fucking with the internet, and you're useless to me and this brand, and expanding this brand. So since I don't charge you, artists, the whole point is to help me expand the brand by you letting everybody know that we playing your shit. And if you can't even do that, I'm not playing music. I don't give a fuck if you get ill or not. But I've only had that happen one time, and the artist management got mad at me, and I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So the point is, the DJs, you can't check and see if they're really doing it. Are they really playing your shit? You know what I'm saying? Do you really know? You ain't gonna be able to go at it, especially if you say DJing out of state or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You don't really know. So you're paying this money, you're playing it blindly, and there's really no checks and balances. And after a whole summer, after you pay the motherfucking over 10 racks, and nobody really knows your song, well, what the fuck? You could have just took that 10 grand and just paid for some radio promo. And it'd been a lot more effective. Now, I'm not trying to tell these DJs and stuff they shouldn't get paid, but goddamn, if you is gonna be a payola DJ, at least play the motherfucking songs. Goddamn, it's bad enough you a payola DJ. But if you're gonna be a payola DJ, at least play the records, even if it's whack. You said you was gonna play it and you took the money, play the whack ass shit. Please. Just play the shit even if it's whack. Hold on. Somebody else wants to talk to me real quick. For somebody wanted to raise their hand now. 862-755. What up, though?
What's good with you? I am Brandon. It's your boy, Josie Hot. New artist, Money Me, calling out of Jersey. I got my sights on, baby. What's good with you?
Chilling, man. We having a little discussion on the show tonight. You feel me? Episode 384. It's about how DJs have become artists, and we had a real extensive conversation. Did you read the blog entry for this show by any chance, Money Mink?
Nah, I've been on the road traveling. You know, I thought to come through, give you some of that Jersey way, give you some of that new love. You know, got some new material coming through, you know.
All right. Well, tonight we had a talk segment, and we've been talking about DJs. First of all, do you know any payola DJs? You know any DJs that you got to pay for them to play your music?
Most definitely. I know a couple of them. I had a couple of run-ins with a couple of them. Yeah, they out there. Hello?
So let me ask you this. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's right when a DJ takes money to play a song that he doesn't even like himself?
Do I think it's wrong?
Yeah. Do you see a problem when a DJ plays a record that he's paying it because somebody paid him to play it, right? But he don't even like the record himself.
Right there, then I think the base of the DJ ain't being real to themselves then, Brandon. But if you're going to set away the differences, and you know, you're going to do it on a business aspect, it's just strictly business, then, yeah, it's two different categories, yeah.
So to you, what's the definite, which lane should DJs be? First of all, the show is, because this is the end of the show, so we've talked about everything under the fucking sun tonight when it comes to this topic. We've talked about everything, you feel me? And these are some quick questions to ask you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're coming on the tail end of it. But what do you think? What do you think a DJ should be? Should a DJ, if a DJ is going to call himself a record breaker and a person who decides what's hot and what's getting, what he's going to break what's hot, and he wants to be a record breaker, somebody that you come to for the new hot shit, why would he play some shit that he know he don't even like himself just because he got paid to? That's basically going against everything, the title and the title of a DJ really should be at the end of the day. Because DJs
right.
You the new hot shit, not the new shit they got paid to. That's what we got payola on radio. That's why nobody fucking, everybody fucking hates radio right now.
Yeah, right.
You feel what I'm saying?
You're right on that, K-Blitz, because, the payola, you know, you ain't really being real to yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're doing that, but if you on a business aspect and, a dollar ain't got no face, man. So you basically could be bought. That ain't been real to yourself then. Nah, I don't really agree with it. I had a couple of run-ins myself. Y'all guys out there, this is Jay. Y'all know all this money, man. You know, I got the song out, my feelings is valid. No Spanish, some things that we went through out 9-7. You know, they on the payroll and shit or whatnot. Yeah, and I'm putting it out there. So it is what it is. So challenge me for itself over here, man. Word.
So. What do you think about DJ coalitions? We've talked about DJ coalitions. You feel me? First of all, we talked about a whole bunch of shit. But what do you think about DJ coalitions? You feel me? You know what I mean? These cliques of DJs who supposedly that, you know, when you sign to Core DJ, Slip and Slide, Nerve, whoever, whatever coalition you can name, Hitman, whatever DJs you can name, you feel me? You sign to them guys. At that point, you're getting a co-sign, you feel me? And at that point, you don't necessarily have to be the dopest DJ. You get a lot of gigs, and you get a lot of gigs on your merit of being affiliated with a coalition. So at that point, you may not even be that hot, but you getting gigs because of your affiliation with that brand. You feel me? What do you think about that? Do you think that's good for the art of DJing? Because I think a lot of DJs who really are subpar are getting big gigs because they are affiliated with a coalition. But that's like, you know, that's like when an artist signs their little brother just because you got on because that's your little brother. You really whack. You really garbage. But just because your little brother is with Cash Money and he signed you, now you hot. What you think about the whole coalition of DJs?
You know, I don't really go against far as them having a little society. But, you know, it is things and morals, as you said, like him just being put on because, you know, that's my brother, the DJ, so I'm going to get put on. I don't think that's fair to the women of mankind, period. Especially the struggling, surviving ones that's real things, that's never taken a shot because of these things that's, you know, tossed in the game and to create it, like, you know, because they're a small circle. So, no, I ain't going to play Money Man shit because Hassan don't feel it, but Derek over there do. So, yeah, I got to go against that, though, man. I'm not feeling that, man.
Another thing about coalitions is basically the head of a coalition can tell all DJs, look, I'm servicing this record. You feel me? It's called servicing the record to the DJ pool. You feel me? It's called, first, it started out with DJ pools, and then it started out with coalitions. So I want to make sure I don't skip that. I didn't say that at all tonight, but you made me think about it. It started out with DJ record pools, and then it started out as the coalitions. But if you're head of a record pool or, you know, the head of a record pool or a coalition, you service whatever someone paid you to service. So basically, you telling DJs that's up under you that you servicing in your pool that you may not like this motherfucking shit, but you're going to play it because this person has paid squad DJs. I don't know if that's, I don't even want to use a name. I've been using names tonight, but I'm not saying that any of these coalitions or people do anything, or I don't know their business. I'm just using names that I know that you may have heard of. But let's just make up some shit called squad DJs. If it's a squad DJs, oh, well, my bad. Fuck, I don't know. I never met y'all. All right. But let's just say squad DJs. The head of squad DJs, you service the head of squad DJs. You pay the head of squad DJs $5. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, give me $5. Yo, I'm going to service this shit and make my motherfucking DJs and my motherfucking coalition play it. They're going to play it because they're going to play what I tell them to play. At that point right there, it's a DJ somewhere who may hear your song, who may think you the wackest nigga ever, but he's going to play that record because this nigga over here paid him to. That's the same thing that's killing FM radio, and that's what we trying to express and tell the DJs. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, there's nothing wrong with getting money and making sure you have a click and making sure you represent it, and it's power in numbers, but at the same time, y'all gotta maintain your integrity as DJs and as coalitions by playing shit that it's been deemed hot, not because a nigga played it. Now, don't get me wrong, if y'all deem it's hot and y'all let the artist know this shit is hot and we need money to play your shit, to break your shit, because ain't shit free, that's different. But that's not what's happening. Motherfuckers are playing shit they already know ain't hot because they're getting paid first. It's about the money now.
Wow.
You feel me? And that's what's going wrong. That's what's wrong with the shit right now. It's like DJs of now, I don't know, man. And we also touched on the fact that, you know, DJs are now complaining about all the new niggas that's coming up. You ever heard a DJ complain about some guy like, oh, this nigga, you ain't no real DJ. All you got is a laptop. This nigga getting gigs and shitty. Or he mad because a DJ coming in there with iTunes, a laptop, and the bullshit set up, and he taking $100 and undercutting him. And they mad. You ever hear DJs talk about that shit?
Yeah, most definitely. I just was online doing some network with the team. I caught the actual interview with DJ Kool and 50 Cent. I was talking to my manager about it earlier as we was coming in the office. You know, 50 came in there. We all know the numbers that 50 hold as far as the Forbes now and whatnot and the rest of the app that ain't disclosed. He was saying, cool, man, I was in your office. You was trying to sign me. And he lashed at him, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of DJs out there. They do think they're bigger than artists, man. When you're the DJ, you should be breaking the talent. The artist is the talent. See what I'm saying?
Right.
The artist is the money. See what I'm saying? So you sit here and block on this new artist coming up, dog. He gets signed. He got your whole money that you didn't work for a whole 10, 20 years. See what I'm saying? In 1 year, in one shot. So, yeah, I looked at that with 50 in my situation, you know, with Hot 9-7. You know, I was right in VIP with K Slay. And K Slay runs the independent slot on Sundays and throughout the week for independent artists, you know, to be played or whatnot. And you think he played my shit? Nah. So, you know, I had to address some issues in the song on that. And I also came back with another one, K Bridge, not to keep yapping, but, you know, I came back with the joint, It's Okay. You know, coming at them again, letting them know, you know what I mean, DJs out here thinking they're bigger than artists. Dog, you is not the money. You understand? The artist is the money. The talent, the songs is the money. You understand? Yeah. You're sitting in your fingers all day. That's getting a little money. You know what I'm saying? It's like they out of place, man. Wow.
Yeah, and that's why the name of the show was Episode 384. How DJs have become artists, or at least they're trying to be. I don't know, man. Shout out to Money Meek for calling into the show. Salute to your homie. We've been to get ready to get up off of the air, man. You feel me? Shout out to my homie Glenwood Lalo. Shout out to the homie Ray Money. Shout out to Billy Bad Things for calling in and actually being on the line, actually talking. I had plenty of people on the phone line, but a lot of these guys were acting a little bit scared. I think my conversation makes a lot of artists nervous because they feel like a lot of shit that I said on my blog and a lot of shit that I said on the show tonight might piss people off and might rub them the wrong way. But first of all, everything I said is 100, is 100% real. The DJs know it. The people know it. The artists know it. Everybody knows what I'm saying is real. You know what I mean? At the same time, I respect DJs, all right? I got love for the DJs. I got love for the real DJs and respect for them. I don't have no problem with no DJs right now. Can't no DJ, you know what I'm saying, really outside of, unless they take this particular broadcast to heart and make them feel some type of way. If you feel some type of way about it, homie, let me know. You feel me? Tell me. Call me. But I extended an invitation out to three different DJs to come on here and give the DJ perspective about everything. I gave you guys point of view. I said you need to get paid. Yes, you were not compensated in the early 90s when motherfuckers were becoming millionaires and this became a billion-dollar industry and most of you niggas were riding around in hoopties and shit and couldn't even get into clubs and shit if you wasn't DJing that night. Fucking right. That was a travesty. But now what's going on now? Nah. I can't co-sign that. Thanks for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio, man. Salute to the DJs. I got respect for you, homie. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Make money, but play what's hot. That's just the fucking bottom line of it. All right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Check out the blog that I wrote for this particular show on ixhiphop.com. www.ixhiphop.com. Go check it out. Follow me on Twitter at K100_Radio. You can follow my personal Twitter at Blizzom. Go to Facebook, like our Facebook page. Check out our main site, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com, all right? And subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, man. You feel me? We have these kind of shows and these kind of discussions about everything. This is an industry discussion, but we talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. This week, coming up here soon, I'm going to be addressing all you motherfucking niggas that feel like you don't need to vote. You in my sights, motherfucker. I'll be dealing with you clowns in a minute, all right? Thanks for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio, man. Salute, man. We up out of here. You dig? Later.